He turned to Theron.
Once it's docked, you slip on board, slice into the Spear's systems, program a dormant virus to disrupt the ship's hyperdrive and defenses, and get off the ship before it returns to duty.
Sounds easy when you say it, Theron said.
Can't be any harder than stealing the cipher, the director noted.
Once everything's in place, we track the Spear's movements and set an ambush,
Jace continued.
Hit her with everything we've got. During the battle, we send a signal to activate the dormant virus, and we take Darth Carrot and her ship down.
SIS is still trying to pull together the necessary resources, the director cautioned. The Spear will dock at a military space station, not some civilian spaceport. We'll need an Imperial military shuttle, proper IDs, uniforms, clearance papers. It's proving more difficult than we thought.
Perhaps Theron's contact can help us again.
The old Tian Brotherhood has been smuggling contraband onto Imperial space stations for years,
Theron agreed.
They know every trick in the book to get past security.
Getting Tefeth to set up a meeting on Zyost is one thing,
the director cautioned.
But I don't like you bringing her into an active role in this mission.
Why not?
Jace wanted to know.
Can't we trust her?
Yes, Theron said, even as the director answered.
No.
Jace looked back and forth between them, but neither man was willing to back down.
I've got this covered,
Theron assured the Supreme Commander.
Compared to getting the cipher, this job's a piece of cake.
You had help getting the cipher,
the director reminded him.
I'm willing to accompany Theron again when he goes to meet his contact.
Before Theron could object, Jace spoke up.
Then it's settled. We let Theron and Master Nostaral reach out to this Tefeth person.
I'll have SIS keep working on getting what we need,
the director said.
Just in case Theron's contact doesn't pan out.
Let's take the Prosperity again,
Theron said to the Jedi, ignoring the director's lack of confidence.
Might as well travel in comfort.
We can leave tomorrow.
The Supreme Commander raised his glass in the air.
To the Republic!
Theron and the director echoed his toast, and all three men downed what was left in their glasses. With the meeting over, Theron, Nostaral, and the director left Jace's office. The young woman behind the reception desk nodded pleasantly at the first two, then gave the director a glare so filled with venomous rage it actually made Theron shiver.
You two go on ahead,
the director whispered.
I need to schedule some other appointments with the Supreme Commander.
Maybe she's not going to be his third wife after all,
Theron thought, as he and Nostaral continued down the hall.
Theron,
the Jedi said once they were out of earshot of the others.
I have a message for you, from Grandmaster Satil Shan.
Oh?
Theron said, trying to appear nonchalant. Once again, he wondered if the Jedi knew about their relationship.
She wishes to speak with you tonight, in her private chambers.
Did she say why?
No. She only asked that you not mention this to the Supreme Commander.
Great, Theron thought. Mom and Dad are fighting. Isn't it fun being part of a family? Not sure if I'll have time, Theron said. Some things I need to take care of before we leave tomorrow.
I understand. But if you change your mind, Grandmaster Shan will be expecting you.